The Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem posluchačům Československé nedělní hodiny na WCEV 1450.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV studios. You're listening to Klára Moldová
and Irena Čajková. Today is March 8th and all of us who grew up in Czechoslovakia associate this date with MDŽ, Mezinárodní den žen, or in English, the International Women's Day. And therefore, we would like to dedicate today's program to all women, not just those listening to us this morning.
Dnešní program věnujeme všem babičkám, maminkám, sestrám, tetám, dcerám a také prodavačkám, servírkám, učitelkám, kuchařkám, sekretářkám, švadlenám, političkám, zkrátka všem ženám, jako poděkování za jejich obětavost, starostlivost a hromadu práce, kterou denně odvádějí.
Každý maminku na světě jednu má, a když ji ztrátí, navždy ji postrádá. Vše jenom máma může dát dětem svým, lásku upřímnou, to není tajemství. Že jenom máma může dát dětem svým lásku upřímnou, to není tajemství. Vzdálen s myšlenkou usíná, že na něj dáli maminka vzpomíná. Od vlasti vzdálen s myšlenkou usíná, že na něj dáli maminka vzpomíná.
Thank you. сльози світі, без них я не можу нігде жити. Дівчатко, ми довгі слышим глас, милуєш ли прийдеш сітра зас.
Březen je mezinárodním dnem žen. Sametová revoluce ho málem poslala do propadliště dějin. Oslavy se záplavou rudých karafiátů považovala za ryze komunistický výmysl. Svátek ale vznikl na začátku 20. století ve Spojených státech v souvislosti se stávkou amerických švadlen za lepší pracovní podmínky.
V socialistickém Československu bylo MDŽ hlavně ve znamení velkolepých podnikových večírků. Ty už jsou minulostí, ale mnohé rodiny na svátek žen nezapomněly.
Já ho slavím do dneška. Po revoluci to prostě jako nás politizovali a přitom jakoby podstata je někde jinde, že vlastně v historii o mnoho dál. A myslím si, že se to zase začíná znovu rozjíždět, takže budeme mladěž slavit s maminkama a s dcerou.
Tak já jsem dělala v nemocnici, my jsme vždycky dostali dárek nějaký. Udělali nám v kině oslavu, vystupovali nám tam zpěváci, dokonce menšík jednou tam byl, protože ten tam u nás ležel na géčku. Bylo to pěkný.
A bylo to víc pro muže nebo pro ženy?
No tak jak se to veme, no. Tak na půl asi, no.
Bylo to i s muzikou, s tanečkem.
Muži pili, takže jsme se všichni dobře bavili. Hlavně muži.
Ale ženy taky.
Pamětníkům zůstaly na oslavě MDŽ jen hezké vzpomínky.
Víte, myslím si, že jako je škoda, že se ten svátek tak po tom roce 1989 zprofanoval. Ta kytička té ženě, kdyby to bylo zůstalo, tak nebylo nic negativního.
MDŽ to byly ale také okázalé slavnosti na počest žen na Pražském hradě, kde k vybraným delegátkám z celé republiky promluvali nejvyšší straničtí a státní představitelé. Jako před 25 lety v roce 1989 tehdejší předseda federální vlády Ladislav Adamec.
Další pokrok socialismu v mnohem závisí na posílení vědomí práv a povinností rodičovství, mateřství a otcovství. Jde nám o vytváření lepších podmínek pro naplnění radostného mateřského poslání, přirozené touhy po štěstí bezpečného domova.
A nebo šéfka Svazu žen Marie Kabrhelová.
Ubezpečuji vás, vážení soudruzi, že přestavba a demokratizace mají v ženách odhodlané a činorodé stoupence. Váží si hodnot socialismu, spojují s ním své tužby, budoucnost své vlasti.
Na setkání na Pražském hradě v roce 1989 Československý rozhlas zaznamenal i debatu jedné z žen s Milošem Jakešem, který stál tehdy v čele československých komunistů.
Niekedy k tomu, aby sa dalo robiť, tak tomu sú potrebné práve niektoré predpoklady.
Ale když človek je vynalezavý, aktivní, iniciatívny, tak mnohý z tých predpokladov pomôže vytvořiť.
Áno,
když čeká jen, že mu spadne všechno, jak sa říká, do klína.
Ja myslím, že veľa je takých, ktorí na to nečakajú. Veľa je takých, ktorí chcú priložiť ruku k dielu.
Ja myslím, zatím taková jedna ze základních príčin je veliká pohodlnosť. Že se spoléhá jeden na druhýho, že to udělá. A musíme začít každý u sebe.
Místo zábavy tak ženy na oslavě svého svátku zase jen pracovali. Jaroslav Skalický, Český rozhlas.
Throughout the years of communist rule, International Women's Day was a major event. Women who had achieved outstanding results at work and did exactly what they were ordered and expected to do by the Communist Party were given awards by the state. All women received presents at work, and there were celebrations everywhere, frequently with women doing all the work and men drinking until late in the night, which just proved the real position of women in society.
After 1989, International Women's Day was discredited to such a degree that its celebration became a joke. It is, however, an international holiday in honor of women, celebrated by many European countries and recognized by the United Nations.
Se spánky z břidlicových střech, se zády rtutě na oknech, páry z broušenýho skla, se stehny váhy, tě každej zná, tě každej zná, tě každej zná, a když tě ochutná. Vím, že víš, že
svobodná, provdaná, ovdovělá, rozvedená, černovlasá, hnědovlasá, prostovlasá, prostě žena, pokorná, Novotná, Brejchová, Nováková, ráda má, ráda má, ráda má, ráda má tahle ta mužova slova, miluju tě, miluju tě, miluju tě, rád tě mám, necháš-li mě, tak si něco udělám. Já nebudu žít, nebudu žít, nebudu žít. Vezmu si, vezmu si, vezmu si, vezmu si, vezmu si kyanid. Svobodná, provdaná, ovdovělá, rozvedená. Černovlasá, hnědovlasá, prostovlasá, prostě žena. Pokorná, Novotná, Michnová i Figarová. Ráda má, ráda má, ráda má, ráda má tahle ta mužova slova. Nakoupím ti, navařím ti, vysaju ti, vyperu ti. Sám od sebe, jak mi srdce velí, jak mě láska nutí. Čti si 100+1 nebo na televizi se dívej. Ty moje malá, utahaná, unavená, uvláčená, lehni si a odpočívej. Svobodná, provdaná, ovdovělá, rozvedená. Černovlasá, hnědovlasá, prostovlasá, prostě žena. Pokorná, novotná, rotrová, nováková. Ano. Ráda má, ráda má, ráda má, ráda má tahle ta mužova slova. 2000, 3000, 2000, 3000. Na zálohu bylo málo, na výplatu bude více. Kup si něco na sebe, Marie, kup si něco na sebe. Vždyť vydělávám, 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 vydělávám jen pro tebe.
Ačkoliv dnes slavíme Mezinárodní den žen, do studia jsme si pozvali dva muže, zástupce České školy TG Masaryka, kteří ovšem chovají k ženám velkou úctu.
Our guests today are Mr. Andy or Ondřej Bultas and Mr. Ray or Radan Čapek, who represent the TG Masaryk School. And before we let them talk about the school's history, present and future, let's ask them first about the importance of women in their life. Hello, Andy and Ray. Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
So, who have been the most important women in your life?
In my life, it was my mom. She was a good Czech woman, raised us the right way, and she was very smart.
And Ray, you?
In my life, there's two ladies. The current one, my wife, who in 2.5 months, we will be married 50 years.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Thank you. Maiden name of Kellyova. And the other one is my mother, who got me to the point that Kelly could look after me.
Great. Gentlemen, would you like to send a special message to our female listeners on their festive day?
I would say congratulations on this Women's Day and good luck. Let's hope it continues on.
And keep up the good work, right?
Keep up the good work. I would like to say that I do have daughters and granddaughters, and I wish them a lot of luck.
And my very best and my thank you to my wife and all the great memories to my mother and all of my relatives that helped me along and to all the ladies in the Czech community.
And I would like to add the two ladies we have sitting in here with us. They are very great also.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for not forgetting us.
Let's go to the important stuff now.
So while the two of you are men with quite different personal and professional background, you do have a lot in common. The love and passion for Czech language and culture. And although many people look forward to retirement so they can just relax and not do anything, this certainly doesn't apply to you. We know that both of you are very active in several Czech organizations. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I'm also active in the Bohemian National Cemetery. I'm a trustee on the board. My family is buried there, my grandma and grandpa, my son, my older son. And I might like to just keep it going. When I was younger, I used to go there with my parents to my grandparents' grave, and we used to picnic, and those were things that the Czechs did back then. So my thing is keep the cemetery going, keep it Czech. Actually, the cemetery is non-denominational, so we do have every religion, every nationality is buried there.
How about you, Ray?
Okay, I'm involved in several Czech organizations. Currently, the Czech and Slovak American Genealogy Society of Illinois, SAGC. I'm the immediate past president. In addition to the Masaryk School, I'm involved in the Czech and Slovak Heritage Museum and Library. And like you mentioned, the Masaryk School, which has become very near and dear to my heart.
Well, I suggest that we take a little musical break before we talk a little bit more about your background and about the TG Masaryk Czech School. And we usually ask our guests for suggestions, but since it's the International Women's Day, we decided to choose the songs that we like.
Jsou 4 ráno.
nebo víc. Jsem z hůr, koukám na měsíc a nebo dolů do ulic, kde lampy bloudí. Snad je to jedna z nočních můr, co vidím, to je soudní dvůr a ten mě teď soudí. Soud rána, to je nespavost a notně potměšilý host. Je seriózní na výsost a tak mě teď soudí. Já ale kuráž pozbírám a řeknu všechno popírám, jen ať si mě soudí, ať mě klidně soudí. Já se nepřiznám, soudí. Tady mou nápadnou růž dnes mě soudí. Kde jaký náhodný muž, že chci stále jen dávat i brát, že mám v úmyslu žít, jak se dá v proudu dní míjejících. Občané přísedící, k tomu já se vám nikdy nepřiznám, já se nepřiznám. Mí milí asi nevědí, že slouží službu medvědí, když v roli svědku povědí, že mám ráda třeba růže. I to, že ještě radši spím a ve snech často zabloudím k vůni mužské kůže, to mi nepomůže. Co na půl je, chci docela. Chci vstát jak ptáci z popela a dělat, co se nedělá. A za to mě teď soudí. Chci v kádi světa hledat špunt, když na huntě sem poznám hunt a v zlatě jeho kontrapunkt. Proto nezabloudím. A tak se nepřiznám. Soudí. Tady mou nápadnou růž dnes mě soudí. Kde jaký náhodný muž, že chci stále jen dávat i brát, že mám v úmyslu žít, jak se dá v proudu dní míjejících. Občané přísedící, k tomu já se vám nikdy nepřiznám, já se nepřiznám. Ten soud mi říká, už to vzdej, jen na sebe se podívej a zapravdu nám dej, že jsi pěknej ptáček. Jen pohled na svou minulost a pochop, že v nás hárá zlost. Tak požádej nás o milost a začni s pláčem. Já koukám vzhůru na měsíc a taky dolů do ulic a sama sebe slyším říct, nejsem z těch doloudí. Už nechte dalších průtahů, jsem vina v plném rozsahu. Hlasům, co mě soudí, já se přiznávám. Soudí, tady mou nápadnou růž dnes mě soudí. Kde jaký náhodný muž, že chci dávat i brát, že má v úmyslu žít, jak se dá v proudu dní míjejících. Občané přísedící, k tomu já se vám plně přiznávám. Já se přiznávám. Thank you.
We are back in the studio with our guests Andy Bultas, Ondřej Bultas, and Ray Čapek, or Radan Čapek, representing the TG Masaryk Czech School.
Let me ask you, you both are second-generation Bohemians. Could you share your childhood memories with us? What was it like growing up with Bohemian parents and grandparents? And also, since we know that you both attend Czech language classes now, do you wish that your parents would have taught you Czech when you were little? And do you know why didn't they teach you?
I was born in Pilsen, Chicago. My grandpa came over in 1903 on my dad's side. My mom's dad came over in 1907. They all settled in Pilsen. My mom and dad were first generation born here. Although they had brothers and sisters that were born in the Czech Republic too, or Bohemia at the time. Mm-hmm. It was Bohemia, Austria. I grew up on 1116 West 19th Street. That's between May and Carpenter. In the city of Chicago, the Pilsen area. My grandma and my mom's side, I never saw. My grandma and grandpa, they had died before I was born. My dad's mother and father, I knew. We used to go there. It was a Czech custom. Every Sunday, you'd go by grandma for mm-hmm. for Czech dinner. It'd be all of us. It wasn't only us. It was my cousins and my aunts and my uncles. And it was a wonderful time. It was a depression, but people took care of each other. They watched each other. They helped each other. If you had problems, they would try to help you as much as they possibly could. I remember going to the tavern with my dad to get the pail of beer. And I remember my dad taking me to the basketball games. He played basketball. And he played it for CYO back when he was younger. And they won the CYO championship in New York. And their big thing was that they would call their signals in Czech mm-hmm. or in Bohemian. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, there's rumor that they actually played against the Harlem Globetrotters and beat them here in the city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful life. You know, we stayed there for a while, and I moved to Wisconsin with my mom and dad. Then the war broke out, and we came back and moved in with my grandma. And then my mom had opened up a tavern.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't speak Czech at home?
No, their thing was assimilate. Mm-hmm. They would speak it between themselves. My grandma would speak it, my dad would speak it, my aunts, my uncles, my mom. But they wouldn't teach us. And the funny thing is that I went to St. Procopius School, which was a Czech school. And at one time, St. Procopius taught Bohemian. Mm-hmm. When I went there, they didn't. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because somehow the war had an effect on it. You know, you have to remember, at that time, they put Italians and Germans and the Japanese in concentration camps because they didn't speak English. So I think they were kind of a little worried because on their papers, they didn't come from Bohemia or from Czechoslovakia. They came from Bohemia, Austria. Yeah. And Austrians were German, and I think that was a little bit why. That's the way I think. Mm-hmm. It might have been something else.
How about you, Ray?
All four of my grandparents came from Bohemia in the 1880s. They came as teenagers. They actually met here in Chicago, the Lawndale area. My parents went to Bryan Grammar School, and they went to Carter Harrison High School. One of the things that we found out very early in life was that the parents were denied a four-year education. Mm-hmm. My father, because of health problems with his father, and he had to go to work early. My mother, and good thing this is National Women's Day, she was denied a four-year high school degree because her father said she's a girl and girls don't need it. Mm-hmm. Both of them, independent of each other, they may have known each other in high school, but they intended to get a four-year degree. And as a result, they went an extra half year just to get the two-year degree, which was important to them. This became very important to my brothers and I. I'm the youngest of three. That it wasn't a matter of what are you going to do. It's what college are you going to graduate from and how soon and then what are you going to do. So education was a really big deal with mm-hmm. my parents, and through the Depression. I was, born right in the middle of the Depression. They put our college, they made sacrifices for it. And, we came to respect, really what they were doing. I was born at St. Anthony Hospital, which I think at that time probably 90% of the Czechs were. And my parents had a bungalow in Berwyn on Clarence near 27th Street. We had a good childhood compared to what's going on now. I think we had a lot more value than the people have, to have today.
Wonderful. Well, we'll take another little musical break, and we changed our mind. We will let you choose some songs because you actually, Andy, brought some songs for your favorite women. So we'll play them for you. Can you tell us what are those songs?
For my grandma, it's Naše Pišnička Česka, and for my mother, it's Julajda.
All right.
You're listening to the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour at WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois.
Thank you.
my si dnes povídáme ve studiu s panem Andym Boltasem a s panem Rejem Radanem Čapkem o škole TGM.
Today you're here representing the TG Masaryk Czech School. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the institution?
The institution actually started in 1921 when they built the building. However, the school system for the Czechs in Chicago started in 1877. And it was started by the groups like the CSA Lodges, the Odd Fellows, the Pills and Butchers, all the Czech organizations, Lira. And it just accumulated that they wanted a place of their own. They used to meet in Sokol halls, and they had little buildings in different areas. But in 1921, they built T.G. Masaryk Czech School at 5701 West 22nd Place. And the school's been operating ever since. And basically, that's the history. The thing that ties us in is that at the same time, they built Klaus Restaurant. And this was the Czechs that were there in Berwyn and Cicero, and those that lived on Chesky, California from 26th Street. Mm-hmm. Now, me, being on 18th Street, we never had the opportunity to go that far because we were in Chicago.
Andy has given a good history up to the present, and mine will be a firsthand situation that when I really got involved, I mean, I had been to the building a number of times in the past, you know, 15, 20 years, but actually in about 2009, as president of SAGC, we were informed that the school was going down. They were looking to get rid of the building, and we had a problem because we had our library in the building. And we tried to get involved to keep the building going. Coincidentally, a new teacher had come to the school, and the combination of this new teacher and the people from SAGC getting involved has turned the situation totally around. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. Almost a miracle, as far as I'm concerned, what has happened in the way the school has progressed in the last 4 years. I'm not praising the guy sitting next to me mm-hmm. as far mm-hmm. as, you know, he's the president, he's directing it and that. I'm looking at the entire organization, what they've accomplished, and it's actually more than an educational institution. They have mm-hmm. gone beyond that. They have gone beyond the Chicago area, into the United States Czech educational community, and reached over to Prague. So to me, they have, you know, these teachers have done a fantastic job, and the T.G. Masaryk School is more than a Czech culture language school now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And actually, Ray, you have already mentioned that Andy is the president of the school. You are the treasurer.
Right.
And you got involved with the actual school only a few years ago, you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When the existing board felt that they really weren't going to run the school or couldn't run the school, the people from SAGC, you know, mm-hmm, moved in. Mm-hmm. Andy became the president. It was a couple years before I became treasurer, and, you know, being a good Bohemian, I'm, you know, watching every penny.
Mm-hmm. So, Andy, you also then just got involved relatively recently in the Czech school.
No, I was going to Czech school under Bob Bumrock, uh-huh. And what happened is, as Bob was getting older, the Struzhny was part of the T.G. Masaryk. They actually were the ones that ran the school. And Bob was retiring, and I wound up becoming the president of the Struzhny. And I had a good helper in Irina here because mm-hmm. she was our teacher, because I knew absolutely nothing about what to do with children mm-hmm. other than raising my own girls and sons. So that's basically what happened. And the other one I would have to really give credit to is Dana Hanatova, who was the counsel at that time. She came over to the school and sat down with me. And I think Irina was the one that put me on to her, and we discussed she felt that T.G. Masaryk should be the Czech cultural center mm-hmm. of the city of Chicago and the suburbs. And she helped me write a proposal and a grant to the Czech Republic, and she was very instrumental in pushing it through, and that's how I got my other wonderful teacher, Clara Moldova.
Thank you, Andy. And before we get to the current situation at TG Masaryk Czech School, let's listen to another song.
Šli tři panenky silnicí a potkali je myslivci. Ten první se s nimi dal do řeči. Prý kam, panenky, kam jdete a která moje budete? Na tomu odpoví ta největší. Hrdí si chlapče nad míru a žádný kavalír. Rytíř si leda z papíru, i když máš tuze pěkný kníž. I když máš tuze pěkný kníž. A myslivec se zasiděl, leč ten druhý to neviděl. A pravil tedy s píchou nevšední. Ta maličká, ta je má, neboť má očka jako já. Na tomu odpoví ta prostřední. Hrdí si chlapče nad míru a žádný kavalír. Rytíř si leda z papíru, i když máš tuze pěkný knír. I když máš tuze pěkný knír. Ten třetí mlčel jako hrob, vždyť pravý obdiv nemá slov. A kromě toho byl to holobrat. Byl příliš plachý, příliš mlád, i netroufal se vůbec ptát. Přesto mu odpoví ta nejmenší. Tebe chci, chlapče, milovat, třeba že nemáš knír. Skromný je, kdo má v skutku rád, ty jsi můj pravý kavalír. Ty jsi můj pravý kavalír.
Tak my jsme zpátky ve studiu s našimi hosty ze školy TGM. Ray and Andy, obviously the school seems to be doing pretty well and it seems to be very active. What are some of the programs that you offer? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, on Saturday we have three children's classes, two in the morning and one in the afternoon. During the week we have, on Monday we have two adult classes, on Wednesday we have a adult class, and every second Thursday of the month we do have a Czech cultural class. This one, next one coming is March 26th, and we're going to have Daniela Krupovova, who is a renowned Czech author of children's literature and a translator, and she will be presenting how to play dodgeball behind the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. Everybody is entitled to come, and everybody is welcome to come. It mm-hmm. starts at 7 o'clock at 5701 West 22nd Place.
And we will, of course, post all this information on our Facebook page, so the invitation to Daniela Kruperová's workshop will also be there.
I'd like to pick up on Andy's Cultural Thursday to the extent to which our teachers have carried this. When the Dvořák opera, Roselka, was performed here at the Lyric Opera House in Chicago, one of our teachers was asked to be the linguistic coach. As a result of that, Roger Pine, the dramaturg, came and presented a Cultural Thursday. We've had recognized artists, musicians. We had a U of I professor, you know, speaking. So these Cultural Thursdays are something more than a talk by just some Czech people. I mean, they are for people that really want to understand what's going on, the music, the science.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to add that we also have a lot of people from the Czech Republic that have come to visit the school. We have Czech senators. We have Czech teachers. We have a lot of cultural things that come directly from Czech Republic, and they do present it to our children.
So it seems like you attend all of these Cultural Thursdays, and also we know, we've already mentioned that you attend Czech classes. Could you tell me, why are you learning Czech? Where does the interest come from?
Myself, I like to learn it because more to read. I am not too very good at speaking. You could ask one of my teachers. But I thought that everything from the time when I was young, when I wanted to read anything on Czech history, it was always either in Czech, German, or French. And I made up my mind that I would like to learn at least a little bit to know my culture and read it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. And your age?
For me, it's a challenge. When I was small, the grandparents only spoke Czech at home. In fact, my parents learned English when they went to grammar school. So there was a lot of Czech words that were passed around that are stuck in the back of my brain. And if I can learn the language, it's really interesting that these things are starting to come out. So to me, it's a game, you know, it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. With the cultural aspect here, I'd like to mention that our teachers are putting together a tour to the Czech Republic this fall. I believe it's in October. They have the plans already are being put together. I'm really excited about this because I've been there 5 times. Some of these tours that I were called beer tours. There is some culture involved. The teachers have very good contact with the educational institutions over there. And so anybody that is interested in the Czech culture and the educational aspect, please take a look at this because it may not come again for a long time. It is a really good opportunity. And it's being put together by some very professional people.
And you can start registering for it now. Just contact TG Mozarek School, contact one of the 2 teachers, and they'll give you all the information and take your name.
You can also contact our radio station, and we'll put you in touch.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so very much for coming to the studio this morning and sharing all of this important information with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And I guess our listeners, even though they can't see the Czech lion tattoo on your shoulder, Ondřej, and have never tasted čaperovka, your famous homemade variety of becherovka radane, should now be pretty certain that there is 100% Bohemian blood in your veins.
That's for sure.
So thank you very much again and have a good Sunday.
Thank you for having us.
Ďakujem vám.
Jedenkrát v neděli tatínek s maminkou objeli. Pršelo, hřímalo, blejskalo, mně se tu samotné stejskalo. Pršelo, hřímalo, blejskalo, mně se tu samotné stejskalo. Přišel k nám pod okno dudáček, byl celý promoklý chudáček. Celý se chudinka třás zimou, já jsem ho přikryla peřinou. Celý se chudinka třás zimou, já jsem ho přikryla peřinou. Za malou chviličku chtěl na mě dudáček hubičku. Když jí dostal, tak si zavískal a pak si na dudy zavískal. Když jí dostal, tak si zavískal a pak si na dudy zavískal.
We hope you enjoyed our interview with the president and the treasurer of the TG Masaryk Czech School. If you have any questions about the upcoming programs, classes, and the trip to the Czech Republic, please contact Mr. Ray Chapek at raychapek@att.net. That's RayCapek at att.net. Or the TG Masaryk School at info@czechschoolchicago.org.
And now we have a few announcements for you about the upcoming cultural events in the community.
Spisovatelka Daniela Kroluperová nepřijede do Chicaga přednášet jen dospělým, jak už jsme slyšeli, ale v neděli 29. března od 16 do 18 hodin pořádá workshop pro děti od 5 do 8 let v Café Prague. Tématem bude povídání o strašidlech a o slušném chování. Po akci si můžete zakoupit autorčiny knihy pro děti a nechat si je podepsat. Vstup je $5 za dítě, kapacita míst je omezená, rezervujte na čísle 773-427-7587. Ještě jednou 773-427-7587.
And now a message for all film lovers. The 18th annual European Film Festival has just opened this Friday at the Jean Siskel Film Center at 164 State Street. The Czech Republic will be represented by two new films, Honey and Nowhere in Moravia. For more information, go to www.siskelfilmcenter.org or you can find all this information on our Facebook page as well.
Letošní rok Jean Siskel Film Center na adrese 164 North State Street prezentuje již 18. ročník filmového festivalu Evropské unie, který je největší přehlídkou filmů národů Evropské unie v Severní Americe. Od 6. března do 2. dubna 2015 představí Jean Siskel Film Center chicagské premiéry více než 60 nových filmů z 26 zemí Evropské unie. Česká republika bude reprezentována filmy Hany a Díra u Hanušovic. Více informací naleznete na www.siskelfilmcenter.org.
Thank you for listening and thank you for your support, suggestions, comments and your donations. And remember that you can always contact us through our Facebook page or by calling 708-656-9810. That's 708-656-9810 or send us a letter to 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois 60804.
Oblíbenou písničkou naší oblíbené zpěvačky Hany Zagorové se s vámi od mikrofonu loučí Klára Moldová
a Irina Čajková.
Jenom směle, teď už to nebolí. Kdo jen dal ti právo stavět nade mnou ten dům? Já chci chodit travou, cítit slunce, cestu k oblakům i dál. Stůj, sem se nesmí, stůj, ten dům je bez dveří. Slyšíš, tady teskní, mě otěží. To je celé, jenom ruce sebou, málo hřejí s
světla lamp a svíc. Já chci slunce, chci být sama sebou. To je celé. Každý dům má přece východ a já vím, že ho najdu. Líto je mi líto vidět svět jenom z povzdálí. Líto je mi líto nebýt bleskem, který zapálí. To je celé, kolem ticho šumí, jenom směle i konec nesnází. K čemu píseň, když ti chybí struny? To je celé, po čem toužím. Líto je mi líto vidět svět jenom z povzdálí. Líto